No matter who you are, no matter whose you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 20th day of May. Welcome, everyone. Everyone here is welcome. No ifs, ands, or buts, no matter how you may try to disqualify yourself or diminish yourself based on any reason that we do, those reasons are not good enough. If you're willing to be here, you are welcome here, and I welcome you to the safe place where the Word of God will speak for itself. God will speak to you himself through his word, and I trust in that. I believe that. I hope in that. And I just quickly remind us to let go of anything that we brought in today that might be a distraction. Let go of the shame. Let go of the pride. Let go of the preconceived ideas of what you know to be true about God, because I guarantee if you've never read the Bible and you've been taught some things, there are going to be some inconsistencies. So I ask God to open our ears to hear, open our eyes to see, open our hearts to receive that which you long to speak to us through your word today. And I thank you that all who are thirsty, you will give them a drink. And all who are weary, they can find rest in you. And we thank you for that. Today we're going to read Psalm 5, Psalm 38, and then we'll end today with Psalm 41 and 42. Today we read the New International Version, Psalm chapter 5. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence, I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Psalm 38. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds. My strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord, my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior. Finally today, Psalm 41 and 42. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? When one of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it around. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease has afflicted him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. But may you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep, and the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Father, we thank you for your word today. I pray that we would have a heart of David, that our soul would thirst for you, thirst for righteousness, long for righteousness. May we be conscientious of the things that we are placing our trust in, the people that we are placing our trust in, the systems that we have placed our trust in above you. that we would know you and seek you in the same way that David writes about today, and the way that he longed to seek you and to know you and to be present with you, because to know you is to trust you. To trust you is to love you, and to love you is to trust you. And may we do these things abundantly more. Let it begin with me today. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that's the website, and that is the free 2.0 app. What's happening? It's out. It's cooking. It's there, ready to go. And boy, what a big thank you to everyone involved in the app, but especially to those who worked endlessly behind the scenes to get this little booger out. And that has a whole lot to do with my once little men, now grown men, who worked so tirelessly behind the scenes and have worked a little extra tirelessly over the last couple of weeks to get everything fixed and to get the clear communication out to everyone that has been having issues. So thank you for your grace in getting all of these bugs worked out, and thank you to the grace of our men and our team who have worked diligently to get it working properly. So many new features on the new app, maybe too many to let you know about, but we're just kind of picking one a day and talking about it. There are new films, old films that are new, that Brian has filmed and collected over years, literal years, traveling to Israel, different places, and making the story come to life even greater than it has through imagination, by showing you the places, and hopefully this connects some of those dots for you and deepens your understanding of the word. And it's just so cool what technology can do. And it's also so frustrating at how quickly technology is changing and advancing. To stay on top of that constant change, it can be tiresome. But these films are new, and they are there for you to connect the dots and to explore the Bible a little bit more thoroughly. So making mention of those films and new features that are available on 2.0. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner. Lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right. It is right next to the give icon. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the red microphone, the little microphone, and it will pop up two little icons. Hit the one on the right, chronological. Look for the white trees to ensure that your call gets to the right place. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, DABC family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio, calling in for a couple of requests from today. I think it was Kenan Happage or Karen Happage. You said your pen name. You called in with an interesting prayer, just needing to connect and love well, and how to prioritize all these things that you want to do, and to have more faith. And You know, it is so important that we connect with believers. So I'm asking that the Lord Jesus would bring people into your life, that you would meet them when you're out and about, maybe through church, but someone would reach out to you and the Lord would speak to your heart about someone you're supposed to speak to, and He would help you know in your heart that the Lord's okay with you taking the first step to do this, with no judgment on how you do it and being overwhelmed with what seems to be overwhelming your mind. So I pray that peace in your heart right now in Jesus' name. And then Edie Marie from Northwest Ohio, you prayed in about your grandson Cameron and now his father Scott with ocular cancer and liver metastasis and going on immune therapy just to give him more time. And oh, what a difficult situation. So I just pray for you, for grandparents that are watching this suffering, that the Lord would provide strength in your heart. But I also pray for Scott. I pray for his salvation more than anything else right now. I ask that the Holy Spirit would begin to fall upon his heart, to pull him and convict him and to lead him into trusting you through one of the most difficult situations any of us can imagine in Jesus' name. Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible. It is 17th. I just heard a lady call in about being stressed out, her and her husband, with their two businesses and having a toddler and calling in for prayer. Well, I prayed, God, what do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? And he said, call in and tell him 10X is too better. 10X is better than 2X. And I was like, oh, that's wonderful. I just learned that. And I did it. He gave it to me. I learned it. I did it. Basically allocating some of your tasks to someone else in one of your businesses or both of your businesses. And if you're working till 8 o'clock at night, have someone else do from 5 to 8, you know, and just get your family back. You know, maybe you're going to be a great blessing for someone who needs a job or a little side hustle. I was able to allocate two of my tasks to two single moms who really found it such a blessing. So there's some practical advice, and I'm praying for you. And I know it's going to be fine. If God's got a way, He's got wisdom, He's got blessings, and He loves your family, and He wants you to be together. And I pray that in Jesus' name, that you take heed to His instructions, whatever it might be. And God bless you, and have a great night, and have a great season as you rest. Toiling is not His will. That I know. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Matthew from the military. I would like to say a quick prayer of thanksgiving, as almost all of my emotional issues have been resolved, and also for a prayer of strength and guidance as I move to a new location tomorrow morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being with me during the past like 3 months of trouble I've been having. I am now, you know, ready to move on with my life and with a positive outlook and not have to worry about how things are going where I was before. And I also want to say a quick prayer for guidance and courage, as tomorrow morning I will be moving to a new location where I have never been before. Please be with me so that I can find a good group of people, especially Christian people, men and women, who can be there and comfort me during times of trouble, because there will definitely be times where I will not have any outside communication. So please bring a good group of people to me, or much rather bring me to them, so that I have a good group of people to go to when times are trouble, and also keep my good memories close so that I have good things to look back on if I start to feel homesick. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.